Tell to all my friends that all of my issues, it's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia! You guys, you're number one. Woohoo! Are you number one? Ho ho! Wait a second, bro. Here we go. Woohoo!
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 18, we do our 2016 year in review. We look back at the more brighter side of 2016, you know, some of the new TV shows, some of the new movies, new comic books, all that kind of stuff, everything that we thought was great about 2016. But before we get into that, let's talk about
Geek Fuel!
And if you're anything like us, and let's face it, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. You enjoy geeky things, and one of the best ways to get your monthly geek on is to subscribe to Geek Fuel. Geek Fuel will send you a box monthly filled with comic book, gaming, sci-fi, and pop culture related material. Right now, if you go to our website, allofmyissues.com, and click the Geek Fuel link, you can save $3 off of your Geek Fuel subscription. Use those $3 to prepare for 2017, which will hopefully be much better than 2016. All right, now that we got that out of the way, let's get on with the podcast. Enjoy.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, today we are going to do our 2016 recap, year in review. And, you know, there's probably a lot to hate about 2016, but we're going to try to find the positive things to talk
yes.
about, right?
So, sure.
Yeah, so.
We're going to make a new year great again.
Yeah, yes. There you go. We're going to try. Anyway.
Yes.
In our attempt, and you know, we did struggle to try to find some things, but there's a lot, I guess, still that's. There's, I don't know if the scales have shifted completely one way or the other, but you know, we got I don't know, what do we want to talk about first? Music, I guess.
Yeah, because yeah. it's probably going to be the things that we talk the least about.
Yeah, yeah.
Get
yeah.
it out of the way.
Yeah, the week's topics first, so we'll get there. We'll finish strong, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The Strong like bull.
This isn't going to be like a top list where we necessarily go back and forth or anything. We'll just throw it out there.
A little free format.
We're going commando.
Going commando, if you will. Yes, yes, we will.
Gone rogue.
Yep, gone rogue.
Which is separate than going commando. I meant rogue when I said it.
Going commando, going rogue.
But since we're talking about that,
there we go.
My favorite song is Free Ballin' by Tom Petty.
No. We remastered that in 2016. I don't know. Yeah. I'll just throw this song out here. This is probably I actually struggled trying to think of a song.
I don't like very many songs from this year.
Yeah, it's.
Or any year since 2005. Yeah,
maybe that's showing our age. I don't know. But Fits in the Tantrums, Hand Clap.
Yeah.
It's a catchy song. I enjoy it, you know, and
it's a good song. That's a great name for a band.
It is. It really is. That's.
Almost with that, if it's a funny band name and it has "and the" in it, I almost always love. There was always names of bands we would come up with. We were always, you know, Dig 'em and the Honey Smacks or whatever.
Which would be a fantastic.
Yeah, that's always good. Stuck out in my mind as one of my fantastic. Yeah. Probably get sued immediately.
Maybe if you spell Dig 'em some weird way, or you know.
Yeah, you know, honey. Or we could go old school. Dig 'em in the Sugar Smacks.
Oh,
yeah, they probably can't retroactively do that.
Right? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Not sure about the legality of that, but hey, I think we should.
We'll find out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Once we change the podcast title to
Dig them in the honey.
All my sugar smacks.
All my sugar smacks.
The Ike Turner podcast.
Oh, what did the hand say to the face?
Slap. Speaking of which, that was a good thing in 2016. We got
what?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, back. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. sorry. I shouldn't have.
I don't believe battery is a good thing, sir. Yeah. I take umbrage.
Oh, yes. That was referring to Dave Chappelle. I want to make that well known right now. I was not referring to battery in any form, any manner of, you know, anything like that. Dave Chappelle.
How do we go downhill so fast?
I don't know. We just started.
It's just like 2016 itself. It is. This is very meta right now.
Exactly. Oh, man. Whew. All right.
But, you know, I do enjoy Fits in the Tantrum. Yeah, I have the first album.
And bringing it back.
Good job. Steering this boat back. There you go.
Like, of course.
I'm a fan of Fits in the Tantrum.
I've not heard anything except for Hands Clap.
Oh, really? They have what's the...
Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold. They have...
Hey, look, I'm not a current music type of person, so... Yeah. I like what I like, and like, they don't make a ton of it anymore.
They had a song on Apple used a song of theirs for a long time. Besides Hand Clap, there was one before that. Let me think.
Well, I can see you're both big fans.
Yeah.
I can just rattle off the songs.
The Payback.
Payback, that's it. That's the one.
The Payback Money Grabber. I think it's called Money Grabber.
That's exactly what it's called. Money Grabber. Yep. There you go.
I might know the song if I heard it.
Yeah, it's got like a full-timey type of...
I didn't think I knew it, but it did.
I guess I did. that's good. But that was pre-2016.
Yeah. But that's some...
Hand clap.
All right.
I'll make your hands clap.
I'll throw...
I want to say something, but I can't.
I know. Adam. I'm sure we're going to get there at some point.
So, I'll just throw out this song. It is not a new song, which goes back to what I just said about... but it was recorded for the first time in a studio version in 2016 and released on their latest album. It's Radiohead's True Love Waits. It's a really nice song. It's a really pretty song. There was a live version that went around that Radiohead didn't really like that much, but was the only version that you could find because they just kept playing it live and never put it on a studio album. Finally, they did in 2016. Which is a sad song and just saying don't leave and, you know, to be released right after his longtime girlfriend left him. Probably not a coincidence. And then she just passed away either today or yesterday. So,
which further solidifies the sadness of that.
Yes. Yeah. So rest in peace to her. And again, we're bringing 2016 down real quick. So far, we've tackled companion death and battery.
We'll push them to a more joyous moment. I got Bruno Mars's 24 Karat Magic.
My son loves that.
My daughter loves it too.
My 5-year-old loves Bruno Mars.
Pinky in the air and dancing, and you got my son just dancing in his little car
mine's
seat.
Flipping the bird everywhere. No, I'm just
I think Bruno Mars is like the new Michael Jackson, but he's like a more pop friendly Michael Jackson.
I think they split Michael Jackson's talent into two people, and it was Bruno Mars and The Weeknd. And Bruno Mars does the lighter fare, and The Weeknd does the darker, drug-fueled fare.
That is a theory.
That is a good theory, actually.
I've never thought about this theory before this moment, so but I like it.
Putting it out there, and I, you know, Yeah.
Maybe Bruno Mars is the pre-accident and...
It's the pre-plastic surgery, Michael.
Pre-plastic surgery, yeah. And The Weeknd is the post-accident plastic surgery.
He's Pepsi gone bad.
Pepsi That's clear.
Another good band name.
Pepsi gone bad.
That you would get sued by...
I think Bruno Mars is a super talented artist, and just,
shout out to our fellow Ohioans, 21 Pilots with Heathen.
That's a good song.
From the soundtrack of Suicide Squad. Look at that. I brought it back to All the Issue.
There you go.
In the blue, how are they from?
They are from... I thought it was Columbus.
I think you know.
They're from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
IO.
Yeah.
That's right.
A Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Buckeye.
Exactly. Buckeye. So 20 our boys putting Ohio on the map with Heathens, 21 Pilots, and Blurry Face and all.
Yeah, Blurry Face. I'm a fan of that song as well.
My name is Blurry Face, and I care what you think.
That's right.
No, that's
I'm old. I shouldn't say things like that, but whatever. What's up with his neck tattoo?
It is kind of strange. I don't think it's an actual tattoo, though.
Oh,
I think
it's gotta
be. Paint.
No. Why would he put the paint on every day? That's like the worst.
When they were on Saturday Night Live, he didn't have it, though. I thought. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't have a real tattoo, and I can...
Because it's just like the weird blue thing, right? Or something like that.
I thought it was black, but I don't know. I've only ever seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
But I've seen multiple pictures across multiple performances and things like that. So
maybe it is a neck
tattoo. I don't know, you kids out there that might be listening.
So with neck tattoos?
Neck tattoos. What's up with neck tattoos?
I'm not against neck tattoos, but I'm just against big...
Yeah, maybe
one-tone tattoos. It's not that I'm against it. It's just horribly distracting.
Yeah.
I mean, if Kiss had painted their necks instead of their faces, I don't think they'd be Kiss today.
No.
This is true. Yeah.
Kiss my neck.
Let's see. I don't really see. I don't know.
21 Pilot neck tattoo.
Neck tattoo. But it's a searched item on Google. Because they're brothers or something, right? Aren't they? I think they are.
No,
there's only two of them.
Yeah,
where's the other 19?
There used to be three of them, and from what I read, before they hit it big, the two guys left, and then the guy who's left teamed up with another guy, and that's when they hit it big.
Oh,
well, that sucks.
And the other guy,
Jeez. The Pete Best of 21 Pilots. I like how we all have immediately gone to Google just because you mentioned one song.
This podcast is riveting.
Riveting.
As we, frantically Google search.
Whoa, I'm just going to give up on this.
They are from Columbus.
There you go.
But hey, that's a pretty awesome song. My kids love that song too.
Yeah,
I'm living vicariously through my kids' taste in music.
And happened to be on, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad as well. That's, good pull, Sam.
Good pull.
There you go.
Like, I'm not as big a fan of that Ride song. I don't like that one as much.
How's that one go?
Or whatever. Something we're working on is Ride. I don't know. I'm not going to sing it here.
Working on my ride.
It's got the, I forget.
Oh, okay.
Someone brought up that there's this thing that in millennial songs where there's an OEO thing going on, and it's one of the ones that they brought up. And once you hear that this thing exists, you find it in so many songs.
Really?
Not that it's never existed before, but it seems to just...
More prevalent now. Huh.
There was an article I read.
So they're copying Morris Day and the Times.
That could be.
What the heck? The Jungle Love? What?
Jungle Love. All right.
Morris Day and the Times.
I just did like a little neck bump.
Yeah.
For everybody
for your listeners at home.
Yeah. So you can enjoy that.
Yes. I'll throw out Lazarus, really the whole album, but in particular, I really like the song Lazarus from David Bowie.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring it down a notch again. The video for that is just...
Yeah, that video is...
epically sad in hindsight, where
Yeah.
You know, I saw the video the first time. I didn't know he was dying of cancer, and I thought the video was all right. I thought the song was good, and the video was all right with some weird imagery, and I thought that he looked pretty, like, he looked kind of old.
Yeah, it didn't look so good. Yeah.
But he's laying in a hospital bed with blindfolded kind of bandages over his eyes and buttons over his eyes, almost, you know, whatever. And,
yeah, yeah.
And at another point, he's coming out of the armoire.
Yeah.
And he's being pulled back into it. He doesn't want to. He's trying to write as much as he can on this page. Wow, and before he walks backwards up into it and goes, clearly at this point, he knows he's dying. And I watched the video, thought it was weird imagery, and then, you know, suddenly it became
abundantly clear what
he was trying to say, and it was really sad to me. And
yeah,
I really hated to see him go.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, the one thing, you know, to his credit, I mean, he remained an artist till his, you know, dying day. To even be able to have the strength to do that, I think, you know, that just seems to really take something, you know, in you to be able to put yourself out there like that, even at that point. Where you know, he looked so frail in that video.
Yeah,
you know, and it's, man. But yeah, no, I like that whole Lazarus album. I like it. There's a few songs that I'm not super crazy about, but I like that Dark Star song.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other songs that I really like from it too, and it's
the last song. What's it called? I don't remember what it's called. I don't remember. The last song was good too.
Yeah, but yeah,
I only listened to the whole album a couple times, so.
Yeah.
Anyone else got any songs you want to throw out there?
It's kind of a sad album. Yeah.
I'm going to bring it down another notch because the first notch wasn't enough. So we're going two notches down. I'm going with Leonard Cohen's You Want It Darker.
Yeah.
I don't know if either of you have heard this, but he too seems to know that his end was near. Some things he said. He wrote a letter. He had a song a long time ago. I believe the song was written. I believe the person in question is named Marianne. And he had a song called "So Long, Marianne." It was about her. She was dying, and he found out about it. And he wrote her a letter saying that I won't be far behind you. I'll be so close that I could take your hand. And a couple months later, he's dead. Really, just a poet. He's my favorite songwriter of all time. Not necessarily my favorite singer, but. Bringing this down a notch, just the whole lyric, if you're the dealer, I'm out of the game. If you're the healer, it means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. The chorus is two Hebrew words that mean I'm here. It's Hineni, I believe is how you say it. Hineni, I'm ready, my lord, is the chorus.
Wow, yeah, wow.
Yeah. It's just magnified, sanctified by thy holy name, vilified, crucified in the human frame, a million candles burning for the love that never came. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Just a dark song. Just
Yeah.
Sung in his voice.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like you're saying, as like a songwriter, it was like a storyteller, all of the lyrics that he has.
I want to, since we're talking about him, and probably will be the only time we ever talk about Leonard Cohen on this podcast, I want to throw this out here. Hallelujah is not a Christmas song. It should never be a Christmas song, and I'm hearing it played on the Christmas radio.
Really?
Yeah. They just cut out the last part, and it had nothing to do with Christmas. Though there is a version out there that somebody changed all of the lyrics to make it about Jesus. To make it a Christmas song. It's not a Christmas song, and do not enjoy it as such. It's just a good song. Gosh, okay. Stepping off the soapbox.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a song about non-ideal love standing in the way of between art and artistry, and about finding almost religious meaning in the mundane. So there, that's what it's about. Look it up. I really doubt that a Jewish guy that spent a long time in a Buddhist monastery wants a song to be a Christmas song. That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
but it works well in Shrek.
Shrek was awesome. I was fine with it in Shrek. I hated it in Watchmen.
Oh, I wasn't Watchmen. It was. That's it wasn't right. Oh.
I'm like, no, not here, not now, not the sex scene. No.
Yeah.
Oh. What a beautiful right. song and a terrible yeah. scene. I love the movie. I like the. Well, I love. I really like the movie Watchmen. I just didn't like.
That was a weird. That was a weird scene.
It took me completely out of the movie for a moment.
Yeah,
I had to be drawn back in.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got to say about music.
We just went down the dark path.
Yeah. We did.
We've talked about terrible things, deaths, and sex scenes. So
yeah, so much for the positive outlook we were going to aiming for. But we'll try to bring it back up, I guess.
2016.
Yeah.
In like a lion, out like a douchebag.
That's it.
Terrible, terrible year.
Terrible. Yeah. But, I mean, there were some good shows.
Great for television.
Great for television.
We're living in the golden age of television. Yes. Truly.
Yeah. We are, without a doubt. I'm just going to mention a couple of the shows that I kind of really enjoyed.
The Real Wives of Orange County? The Real Housewives?
Absolutely. I mean, I have all the box sets.
I can tell from your Real Wives tattoos.
Yeah.
Your fandom goes strong.
Exactly. You got it. The cosplay that I do.
Yeah.
It's all there. It's all there.
You are really dedicated. I got to say, man.
Yeah. And your skinny girl vodka t-shirt.
Oh, my. Yes. But we got. I go back to the shows besides the name.
Yeah.
Housewives
of whatever, Real Housewives of whatever. Yeah. I don't know where they're at now.
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
I pretend to not know anything about the show.
As a single bead of sweat forms on the forehead, and he thinks to himself, they found me out.
They found me out. Oh,
this
man.
Is my one true issue.
Yes, it is. It is. Oh, man.
We're only in podcast 17 or so, 18.
It took them 17 episodes to learn about my love.
My dark, dark truth.
But, I mean, we finally got to see The Preacher
in
TV format. That was something that really, really excited me to see. I mean, it started, for me, the changes that they kind of made a little bit. I was a little bit.
I was leery of. I understand it. I still don't like some of them.
Yeah.
They changed Tulip a lot.
Yeah. They did,
I don't care about any change that they made to Tulip except that she seems way more uncontrollably badass.
Yeah.
Than she ever was in the comic. And not that she wasn't badass in the comic, but.
But she wasn't that.
She wasn't
badass.
Off the chain like professional assassin.
Yeah, type. Like really, she almost in the show she almost seems more badass than Jesse.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the thing where like it.
I mean, she.
You know,
the point of the comic was she went to kill somebody and chickened out at the last second. This one, I feel that she would have no problem walking up and shooting someone in the face.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they changed a lot. I like the actress that they picked to play her.
Oh yeah, I like the all the actors in general.
Oh yeah,
you know that's the casting is really really good for that.
Rorschach, James Earl Haley.
James Earl Haley. Yeah, he's awesome.
Which I always have a soft spot in my heart for him ever since the Bad News Bears. It's so strange, but
you know, there's I forget the name of the one movie that he's in where he plays.
The child killer guy?
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think I haven't seen it. I can't say. Well, I would say that I definitely haven't seen it, but then again, you're going to talk about it, and then I'll suddenly know that I've seen it.
Wasn't he Freddy Krueger in the movie?
He was Freddy Krueger, too. Yeah,
that was the other child killer he played.
Yeah.
Typecast.
Yeah, right. Come on. At least this time he's not a child killer. At least that we know yet.
No, but he hasn't become a meat effort yet either, but
let's
see what happens.
That's true too.
That could be coming up.
There is a season two.
Yeah.
On the horizon, so.
We're removing from everything.
Deuce.
We're replacing it with Deuce.
Deuce is gone forever from everything, that's right. I was happy to see that, and you know, the season ended strong, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it ended really well.
I like the angels.
Yes.
They're fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good going on in there, and I really feel that season one was a really big setup for season two, and I hope that they can deliver.
Yeah.
I like the Santa Killer story.
Yes, yes, that was done really well, I thought. I liked even how they kind of bookended it.
I don't agree with sending Arseface to hell.
Yeah, that I didn't really care for that.
Spoilers,
either.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Spoilers about everything we talk about today.
Yep, because we figure it's 2016. It's been spoiled enough.
Yeah, and we're not probably going to make it far into 2017 as a species, so we need to get this out of here now.
But yeah, yeah, I agree.
They're killing all the cool ones. Yeah. Hey, wait, we're alive. Wait,
what's your name? Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, sending our space to hell. Definitely. I don't know. I don't know how I felt about that. But, you know, I'm assuming they're going to bring him back.
Well, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really looking forward to see where they go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a way, I'm kind of glad that it's a little bit different than the books, too. Just because, you know, it's new to me, too, while I watch it. It's not like a shot-for-shot thing. Because the one thing, like, if we're going to go back to The Watchmen, I guess, for a little bit, is I like the Watchmen movie, but like watching it was, I mean, it's like identical to the book for the most part, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, well, okay, yeah, that's exactly it. Yep, that's exactly it. All this happens next. So there wasn't really, you know?
It was as faithful an adaptation of the original work as you could possibly make, but The Watchmen was a great comic book. It wasn't a great movie. It was kind of like, it's kind of like what our friend Ron Friends was talking about
that
the other
kind
of
that week. Is absolutely correct. Name dropping.
Dropping names like Galileo drops the orange.
Oh,
there. That's a Beastie Boys rap. Not names, but anyway. I digress. The comics can do certain things really well, and there's beautiful things in the comic book in the comic books that are mirror images of each other's, etc., etc.
Yeah.
You can't do that as a movie.
Yeah, they tried to be as faithful as they could, and they did that, but in a way, it's almost.
But it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
And then they marketed it like it was a normal action movie, and it's not.
Yeah.
Well, it was better than Ang Lee's Hulk, so, I mean.
Yeah. Quite frankly. Our deuces are better than me. I didn't like the Hulk movie, that Hulk movie at all.
I was so disappointed.
That ranks as one of the most disappointing movies. You got a good Rampage at the end. That was nice. You know, it was fun to watch the Hulk.
But you waited like almost 2 hours.
How do you take the
Rampage
Hulk and turn it into daddy issue movie or whatever it was? I don't even know because it's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah.
Just but bad.
What was missing from the Hulk movie? The Hulk.
The Hulk
was missing from the Hulk movie.
I had the similar problem with, and nobody else seems to have this problem, but Reign of Fire. Where in the hell were the dragons?
That movie. You know, I've never seen that movie.
Oh my gosh.
I think they were going with the whole Jaws effect where it was like, you wanted to see the dragon.
Dragons live in the sky, and one of the things the sky has going for it is that you can see through it. I get that why you can't see the Jaws, because he's underwater. You're in the sky. Show me a dragon.
Yeah, because having not seen the movie, but from the trailers, it seemed like I thought there'd be all kinds of dragons up in that movie.
Well, the dragons were basically because I think if I remember correctly, you know, since the dragons had arrived.
Sir, I love this. The best of 2016.
We're talking about a movie that came out like 8 years ago.
Well, it was like a whole bunch of smoke and stuff. So it was always the dragons were always destroying things. So
you never saw that.
They made it like the dragons wiped out the dinosaurs. Right. And there was one really. I hated that movie. There was one. Really cool part. It wasn't that it was a terrible movie. It was just because I had my expectations up so much
more
of what I was going to see. That's why I try to have low expectations going into movies now, and then that way if they just, like with the DC universe, if they're just not a steaming turd, I'm like, well, it's as good as I expected.
Yeah, exactly. If I've gained some enjoyment from watching.
So thank you, Reign of Fire, for lowering my expectation. But one really cool scene was where they, because the dragons wiped out the world. They're living, you know, underground and whatever, trying to stay out of sight of the dragons. And they've got kids and stuff. They're trying to rebuild their whatever society, and they're telling kids stories. and the stories they tell them are the stories of Star Wars. They don't tell them old myths or fairy tales.
Really?
They're telling them, they're retelling, because that's what Star Wars is. It's a myth. It's a great story. It's the hero with a thousand faces, as Joseph Campbell would say. So that was a pretty awesome thing.
And you got a shirtless Matthew McConaughey with a bald head.
So it was like every movie ever.
Yeah.
But he was a bald head.
It's Matthew McConaughey's Saturday night.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just going to play these bongos.
Go kill me some dragons.
Yeah. You got my magical sack, too. Oh. You got a magical sack? It'd be a lot cooler if you did. By the way, you guys have seen Matt Damon's impersonation of Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Oh my gosh, he sounds exactly like him. He was on David Letterman, and he was doing his impression. He was like, because he'll walk up to the director and be like, I think I'm going to do this one without my shirt. You know, and it's, I can't do Matthew McConaughey at all, but he does him perfectly. So yeah, what show was that we were talking about?
You know what? Preacher. Right?
Preacher.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Best TV of 2016. Reign of Fire. I'm going to, before we even talk about this one, I'm going to throw this one out there. I'm going to say, this is huge spoilers. So if you have not watched season 6 of Game of Thrones.
Just
don't listen for a couple minutes, because this... Actually, to be honest with you, there's going to be a lot of spoilers this thing.
So maybe, you know.
So just be advised.
If you didn't watch anything in 2016.
I'm inviting you to not listen to our podcast. But no, Game of Thrones season 6 has gone past the books now, and they've gone into great territory.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just the Battle of the Bastards was fantastic.
Oh my god,
epic.
I forgot all about that, but yeah, that is...
How do you forget the Battle of the Bastards?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Single best television moments ever. Just, it looks so cinematic.
It was just, man.
Gritty.
It was brutal.
Speaking of brutal, Hold the Door.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, man, that's right.
We did get Hold the Door. Oh, gosh.
The implication of having that boy witnessed his own death.
And
had to wait years, not knowing when it was going to happen, just knowing, I have to hold the door. And that's the only thing he could think of.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Hey, you hungry? Hold the door.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
It is. And the thoughts that, like, Bronn probably did that to him and just, you know, well, definitely did it to him, I guess. And just, wow.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's true.
And then what else did we have? That we had the confirmation of Jon Snow's parentage that fans long time felt was probably the case. We got confirmation. Yeah.
Arya Stark is coming back.
I like her.
Yeah.
The Hound came back.
The Hound was
another fan theory that they changed it around a lot, but they brought him back, which gives me hope for the Clegane Bowl, Hound versus Mountain.
Both of which
died, so now you've got
undead. Yeah, that's
Rob Strong or whatever.
Yeah.
Still no Lady Stoneheart. That made me upset.
I haven't read the books.
Do you plan on reading the books?
Probably not.
Do you plan on reading the books?
I've only read one book, so maybe not.
All right. I'm going to spoiler alert you for book 4.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to hear this, go listen to someone else talk for a second. But Catelyn Stark comes back.
I heard about that. Like,
yeah, she's the band of revivers find her body washed up, and so she's enacting revenge on all of the
Lannisters.
Not the Lannisters, though. The Lannisters would be in her wheelhouse, but the Freys.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah.
Gotcha.
And then they seem to do nothing with the character other than she's killed some Freys. But it was cool to see.
Yeah.
It's one of the only times it's right towards the end of the book and it happens. And I was like, well, what the? I had to reread it.
It would happen.
We seen what the lady in red really looks like.
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
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 Keep the necklace on, baby. Keep the necklace on.
I feel like we need to change things up a little bit. Let me wear the necklace.
Oh, man.
She's really good in that role. Yeah. Not the old lady. I don't know if they even got in a separate letter, but that was CGI. It looked kind of weird.
Yeah, it did look kind of weird.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Joffrey.
We got a long time to wait, though, huh?
Yeah,
we do.
Oh,
well,
man.
And then it wasn't cold enough for them to go film some places, so they had to postpone shooting because winter wasn't coming.
Oh no! Couldn't we just CGI the snow here?
Yeah. Right. Come on.
Cersei killing the High Sparrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I was glad to see that because that whole High Sparrow storyline was, yeah, it's kind of irritating me a little bit, but.
Well, I didn't want Margaery to die.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That was kind of a, yeah.
That was a downer.
But
well,
yeah,
she was hot.
She was.
Yeah, but you know, High Sparrow gone.
Yeah,
she'll be in other movies.
Yeah.
Walk of Shame.
Walk of Shame.
Yeah. Oh man, I used to on my last phone I had a shame bell. So you could go like this, and it would go ding, ding, and you'd hear shame. It was good. The Walk of Shame, Cersei Lannister. Tommen falling out a window. There are a lot of stuff happens, and it really feels like you're building towards awesome things. And finally, after six, that was season six, right? Six long seasons, finally... She's coming to Westeros.
Yes. Yeah.
Finally,
yep.
Daenerys will be.
So we got theories on what the last season is going to become like.
The last season.
There's two more seasons.
Yeah, right? two shortened seasons.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of.
Well,
I
feel that. Okay. Future spoiler alert. Because I can see the future. No, I don't know. I feel like she's going to end up with her cousin.
You think so?
I think that Jon Snow is the ice and she's the fire, and this is the Song of Ice and Fire, Fire and Ice, whatever it is.
Yeah.
In the thing. So I really feel that you're going to have a king and queen. I think that's maybe not right at first, but I think that those two characters will.
You think there's going to be a battle between fire and ice?
I don't think so. I think that the Targaryens have a long history of marrying relatives.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So. Man, I got that from the books more so than the show, but yeah.
For some reason, I know that too, and I think
they might have mentioned it.
Yeah,
at some
maybe.
Point. So they have a history of marrying relatives, and that's not. I mean, Westeros. Oh man, I probably shouldn't say that. Then I won't. I was gonna make a joke, and it would make an entire state hate us.
Oh.
And Westeros and West Virginia start with
the same thing.
Married cousin there.
Sorry, West Virginia.
That's all right. We're Ohioans. You hate us. We
exactly. It's a mutual hate.
Right.
Mutual.
You
know.
You charge me like $8 for the privilege of driving through your state to get to other states. So
exactly. And you guys probably don't have internet in West Virginia anyways. All right, that might have been too far.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. But anyway.
Wow. So our viewership in West Virginia is completely gone.
Nazis in West Virginians hate us. And the Bieber household. So
it's all good fun, West Virginia.
Yes, we're joking. Yeah. We don't really think that about you.
Yeah. Out loud.
I was actually kind of thinking, just you know, kind of like the last imagery of that. It looks like Khaleesi like is ready to do some serious battling.
Yeah,
so I was almost thinking that like she might turn into like. The antagonist.
Well, you know, I saw someone made a trailer where they spun together her as if she were a villain.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, yeah.
All the things she said, it really does sound villainous. You know, yeah. They will die in fire, you know, and all that other stuff. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't. I guess they could. Yeah. I mean, you've taken a guy that pushed a little kid out the window in the first episode, and you may dislike him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So really,
but there's no like big villain now. You know what I mean?
So Cersei.
She took the throne.
Cersei yeah, is that's the true. Big but villain. Like, they're still kind of like in a shambles,
and you still have the.
Because I mean, like her compared to the.
Well, I think that's what it's going to end up is.
Yeah.
Is they get there and winter will be here and you've got the White Walkers and they'll have to unite to some extent
to fight the White Walkers,
but hopefully not before Cersei meets a terrible end and.
Yeah. Because
she's the one character that I know we were supposed to kind of feel bad for her as shame, but I still just keep thinking, you know, I hate you.
Yeah.
Credit to the actress that.
That portrayed, yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. The only one that did that better, well, Joffrey.
Joffrey.
Good. Yeah.
And
that guy gave up acting after that.
Well, he's not going to top that. He's going to be Joffrey for a long time. Maybe he can come back after doing some other things.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have the.
Grow a mustache or something, maybe.
Yeah. No, because then he'll just be Joffrey's evil twin from another dimension.
Yeah, that's right. Can he get more evil, though? Maybe be like the anti-Joffrey.
So who's like, who in your mind is worse, Joffrey or Ramsay?
That was the other person I was going to say.
Is
Ramsay that had no redeemable qualities.
Yeah.
I hated Joffrey more than I ever hated Ramsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was really happy that Ramsay got his face bit off.
Yeah, that made me kind of happy too. Yeah.
That was like a
Ramsay
you know,
was
because
more...
here's the thing, Joffrey took the characters that we really really liked and tortured them.
Yeah.
Reek, well, he was not Reek, but Reek in the books that was Ramsay. He tortured a guy that betrayed the Starks.
But he did rape
Yeah, they added that. That wasn't in the book.
That wasn't in the book.
So yeah, he did do stuff. He was terrible. But at that point, though, like I,
Joffrey
like
still
the show conditioned
bad.
Us.
The show by that point, where he's raping Sansa, it's you know, I didn't feel that rape was justified as part of the storytelling, so it never really registered with me as much as because it didn't need to happen. And it didn't advance Sansa's story any. It just I felt like the show was like going, look how bad he really is.
Yeah.
So, we should probably move on to another show. Game of Thrones was awesome this year.
Looking forward to the next seasons.
Exactly. I'm gonna go with Supernatural. This is season 11. It's basically the Winchesters going up against the darkness, a.k.a. Amora.
I'm sorry. I just made pop come out of my nose. Because I picture fighting that band that sings,
I knew you were going there. I knew as soon as I seen you.
I didn't know they were demons.
The demons. The darkness.
The darkness, a.k.a. Amora, a.k.a. God sister. So you find out that God has a sister, and she is the darkness, and the only thing that was keeping her at bay was the mark that was put on Kane, that was transferred to Dean Winchester, and then that was taken off, and that's how the darkness came to our world.
I've never heard a sentence that I didn't understand more, because I've only ever watched the first episode. I liked it. I thought it was good, but man, I was like, wow, that is incredible. They've been on for a long time.
They have been on for a long time.
11th season. Yeah. So it was, for me, I thought this is one of like the best seasons because
really?
For me because the whole fact of how throughout the series how the Winchesters have always basically sacrificed everybody else to save you know each other and cause mayhem and stuff, they were getting to the point now they're like, dude, we can't keep doing this. Every time one of us gets into trouble or like dies, we like move literally heaven and earth to get them back and cause more trauma of happening. and for the Winchesters, they're trying to find a way to stop Amora. And it ends up, it gets so bad that God himself shows up.
Was this like a series finale?
No. Okay. This is
still going.
Yeah, it's still going. And you find out that God was a guy named Chuck, which you see, you literally seen him in like earlier seasons. He was like, he was in like season maybe four or five.
That's not the origin story of God, though. No, God existed, but he was this character.
Yeah,
right?
he was his character, and throughout the whole thing,
it'd be more awesome if he didn't.
It'd be more awesome if he was Chuck and he was bitten by a radioactive deity.
Yeah, but yeah, he was in earlier seasons. He was describing himself as like an oracle of God, as a scribe of God, and it comes to find out he's like, I am God. So they're like, you know. Hi, God, and like, yeah, show up, guys. How you guys doing? And
it's like, did you ever read the Dragonlance books?
No, I have not.
In the original ones, there was this like annoying character who followed them around for a while, and the long and short of it was, he was actually the main deity in the
pantheon. That's crazy.
But he was, I forget, Fist and Danilus or something like that. I can't remember the name. But.
Well, basically, like the same premise. I mean, they even, you know. They thought that by freeing Lucifer, that will, because Lucifer, it was known that Lucifer helped God defeat Amora. And so Lucifer got free. And one of the key things is the conversation that God and Lucifer are having. Because basically, Lucifer is kind of just an upset kid and mad at his parent, mad at his dad. And God's like, dude, I'm sorry that you feel this way. I mean, the whole conversation, and I love the writing in it, is kind of like, I think that would be a conversation that God and Lucifer would have now if that was the case. So for me, Supernatural season 11, check it out. Going strong. Go Winchesters. Go home.
All right.
I can't speak about it. Like I said, I only watched the first episode.
Yeah, I watched the first couple seasons. I loved the show, and it just, things happened, and I stopped watching for a little while, and I'm completely, you know, haven't gone back yet. I mean, it's one of the shows where I was like, yeah, I'll go back and catch up on it, but just the opportunity has not arisen.
In recent episodes, Rick Springfield has showed up.
Yeah, I did see something about that in commercials.
Rick Springfield has the most impressive Star Wars figure collection in the history of humankind.
Really?
Interesting.
One more reason to like Rick Springfield.
Yeah. Like, look it up on YouTube. There's an interview with him where he's showing all the ones. He has super rare foreign knockoffs. It's like,
really?
Yeah, he just started collecting them and never stopped. And
wow.
He has thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of merch.
That's amazing, actually. That's impressive.
So,
Can
we talk a little bit about Stranger Things?
Yes, yes. Absolutely. That's
we had a whole episode of that.
I know.
Yeah.
That was before I came on.
BC, before BC. Chris. See what I did there? Yes.
I like how in the first episode you're like, we have a special guest, Chris, and then it's never mentioned again.
Exactly. It's
like, I just moved in.
It's like if Fonz was a guest star on Happy Days.
Correctamundo. I love Stranger Things. I've gone on record before as saying I think it might be my favorite show of all time, not because I think it's the best television show of all time, because it just felt like it was made for me. So, it had everything I liked in the television show.
I can agree.
Yeah, and then Sam and I pretty much said the same thing. Because, it was really good. It hit every nostalgia nerve.
Mm-hmm.
I have in my body, I think,
if it had a transforming robot in there, suddenly Hawk from G.I. or Snake Eyes probably had come from G.I. Joe and taken down that robot, it would have had everything that I loved about my childhood.
I would agree.
Yeah,
and it just makes me look forward to the second season, which should be coming up in 2017. So, you know,
saw a great meme this week on Facebook. I don't normally see a lot of great memes on Facebook, so it stuck out. Yeah. I see bad memes on Facebook, but it was it said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for Christmas? And it was a picture of the main female character wearing a Santa hat. So
there you go.
There you go.
11. But now they, what are some of the, I forget who they've already cast some people for the second season. And I remember them being kind of big names in
I forget.
80s. Yeah, I forget too.
Could it be Ralph Macchio?
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Yeah. I don't think it was Ralph Macchio,
though. Oh.
That'd be awesome. You know, I'm not even going to make that dad joke. Just, we're going to move on.
See, now I have to hear it, I think.
So it'd be awesome if he was playing, like, a janitor, and 11 makes, like, a dude explode, and he has to clean up the parts and be like, this time I get to sweep the leg.
Oh, yes.
Yo, internet, maybe, let's make that happen.
Maybe it was worth it. I don't
let's
know.
Let's make that happen.
I was like, no one's
going to
laugh at this except for me.
No.
Let's make that happen.
There was enough setup to where, yes. It was worth the delivery.
Make that happen.
I want to throw out another show.
Yes.
Ash versus Evil Dead.
Oh, yes.
I still have to finish. Actually, I haven't even started.
Ash goes back to his hometown.
Back to his hometown. They introduce his father. There's all kinds of great things. Yeah. I've gone this long without spoiling one scene, but so much happens in the season that I feel that we could actually spoil this scene. It would not actually ruin anything because it's not like a big...
You guys go ahead.
It is the most disturbing scene.
You guys have been waiting.
In the history of television. It's a scene that I didn't think it's not like I've ever actually thought of a scene like that. So you think that they would never do this, but Ash is in a morgue,
all right,
trying to find the Necronomicon.
Because
you'll recall that Ruby at the end of the last season made a deal. Hey, you go and live in someplace in Florida. I forget where it was.
Jacksonville.
You go live in Jacksonville, Florida, and so he's living the high life, you know, cake parties all the time, whatever.
Yeah.
And suddenly evil invades.
Yep.
And he's like, well, this is not what we agreed to. And it turns out her children, the dark children spawned out
of
Pablo,
season one.
have turned on her and are re-summoning the demon Ball.
Yep.
Who throughout the season Ash continually calls Bill, and it's fantastic. But so she's had to hide the Necronomicon, and so to hide it, she's in this hospital morgue or whatever, and she's hidden it inside a cadaver.
Okay, all
right. Because the stench of death masks the scent of the Necronomicon from her children. So Ash goes to get this. Now she's on his side. You know, that's
cool.
And so he begins chopping up everybody with the chainsaw, trying to get to it. Just blood and ichor and everything flying everywhere. He gets to the last body, and he look, and it's very crudely has been cut open, and you can see a book shaped mound inside of it. He's like, I need to remember to look first next time. So he goes to grab the book and begins getting into a tug of war with the intestines that have come to life. And are attacking him. And suddenly, the intestines shoot out and wrap around his head. Now, there's just this naked dude. His intestines, he's just naked. Just going commando. And these intestines begin pulling Ash into him. And Ash is like, no, not the butt. Not the butt. And yes, he's pulled into the... So his head is sticking out of the open wound.
Oh, wait, you forgot the best part. The man has...
He's pierced.
He's pierced.
He's Prince Albert.
He has a Prince Albert. smacking
him in the face.
He's
flopping around. And so now it looks like he's given basically a piggyback ride to this naked man... And his head sticking out of his stomach and just getting flopped in the face, whatever. And he's like, boom, like like knocking him into the thing, and he pulls himself free. He's covered in shit and everything, and he pulls out his gun, and the intestines come out, and it's like, he's like pulls out the gun real quick as the intestines, and they just, he's like, there's only room for one asshole in this town, and that asshole is me, and he shoots the intestines.
Oh god,
it was so good. And then everybody is just disgusted by him for like Jenny is like got her head out the window of the car, like, cause she can't stand it because he's just covered in ground diarrhea looking.
Man, it's and you're watching this and you're like, there's no way they're gonna do this, there's no way they're gonna do this, oh my goodness, I think they're doing this,
literally
they're literally doing this.
And it never lets up the rest of the season, really. It just continues to get weirder and weirder.
Man. Wow, and I didn't think they could do it with after watching season one.
It's good. It's fun. It's like everything. They do time travel again.
Right. Again.
And it makes no sense, and I don't care. None of it made sense. And I still didn't bother me.
Wow. Man, I gotta go and watch it.
I just love the fact that
is this season all done now?
Yep.
Yeah.
The day that I met Ray Santiago, who plays Pablo, the day that I met him was the night that was the day before
the last
yeah. Episode. So I can't say anything, but he did throw out his he did tell me, he's like, hashtag pray for Pablo, like so, which Ray Santiago, if you're listening, I left my autograph on your table, and I'd literally like one if you could contact us at allmyissues@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Send it to Chris.
I'm so sad. I left it there, and I didn't realize until I was an hour and a half away. Anyway, he was a nice guy. Took pictures with my kid, who's obviously never seen the show.
Yeah.
As bad of a parent as I can be about letting him watch stuff, I don't feel comfortable letting him watch that until he's 30. Any other television shows we want to talk about? Westworld?
Westworld, definitely, yes.
We were going to stay spoiler-free because he's watched 9.5 episodes. Sam has watched 9.5 episodes.
So we're just going to say, if you haven't watched it,
yeah,
watch it. Because it is so good.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss it.
Yep. It is.
In more detail. I think
it's the acting, brilliant.
Oh, man.
The plot, brilliant. The web that they wove. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Whether they will? Yeah, we'll go with it.
Yeah.
We'll go with it. I think that's right.
Yeah. Jonathan Nolan, who goes by Jonah, I guess. Chris Nolan's brother.
Yeah.
And J.J. Abrams have pieced together something that is just fantastic.
Yeah. Because I was kind of like the old Westworld movie. You know, I was kind of a fan of it. This totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But not only different, but like so much better. Like so, well, you know, just
every
the complexity of it.
The complexity makes the earlier episodes better.
It does.
Because
it
I watched the first three episodes thinking, man, they're telling, I mean, I'm going to try and remain spoiler free. So I can't believe that they didn't make that into one episode. And now I see why they didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It makes me want to go back and watch the whole season just to see if there are things that I missed the first time.
Yeah, around. And I definitely will do that too.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, I thought was a strong season, though it got abysmally low ratings.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the lowest the ratings have been since season 4.
Wow.
Which still makes it the number one show on television. On cable television. So
right, there.
So but it was good.
We got, you know, the Netflix with Luke Cage and
Daredevil season two. That's right. Really happy to see the rendition of the Punisher they pulled off in Daredevil season 2.
I still have not seen that season.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, man.
I've never finished Daredevil season 1.
What?
Whoa. I loved it.
Man.
I was watching it with my kids, and it never became convenient again, and then my son became obsessed with The Flash and other stuff.
Gotcha.
Flash.
Not that Flash, but another Flash. No, Daredevil season, you gotta watch both of those because they're both, so good.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
I never finished Jessica Jones. Luke Cage is the only Marvel Netflix show that I've watched all the way through.
For real? Wow. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I really like Luke Cage.
Yeah. Those ones, like, pretty much
the
Marvel Netflix series, when
spoiler free.
I like binge it the whole weekend.
Yeah.
That's usually why. Because I'm like, I gotta see what happens. And then,
Luke Cage, I did not want to watch with my kids because it felt more adult.
Yeah, that's probably the most adult.
There were sex scenes and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know how far they were going. Not that I really want my kid to watch, you know, people getting their head bashed in with car doors or stuff like that. But I didn't know that was going to happen until it was too late.
Yeah. That's probably the only thing that's kind of that kind of.
Plus, Luke Cage seemed to be more centered towards adults than
kids. Yeah. Jessica Jones is handled that way as well.
I watched the first few episodes of that too, and never. Man, I have a habit of not finishing Netflix things. But any other television shows we want to talk about?
Let me think.
The Night Manager, which was a miniseries.
Oh, you know, I
was so good.
Was it good? Yeah. I remember seeing all the commercials for while I was watching some other AMC
show. And I watched it online before that ever was on television.
Really?
Yeah, because it was a British show made for British television that AMC bought the rights to show. So then they advertised it up for a week. I'm like, I've already seen this.
Get out of here. I did not know that.
The world premiere. Well, it's not the world premiere, is it?
Yeah, no.
Liars.
The U.S. premiere, maybe.
Yeah, but it was so good. The acting in it was exquisite.
Yeah, it looked like it was really good.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie was so good in it. Tom Hiddleston is good in everything.
He is,
except Taylor Swift.
Man. She's gonna write a song about you now.
I'll join the list of millions. Someday I hope to be the only one that's never had a Taylor Swift song written about him.
What else do we have? Any of the I guess Better Call Saul might have been.
You know, Better Call Saul for me. I love Better Call Saul.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think I would love it if I hadn't watched Breaking Bad.
Yes.
But the first two seasons of Breaking Bad were a little bit slower and was building towards something, and I feel this is building towards it. You saw the code they put in it, right? Do you watch Better Call Saul?
No, I don't watch Better Call Saul.
The code they put into the second season?
No, I don't think so.
The episode titles.
Really?
The first letter of every episode title in order. Spell out Fring's back.
Get out of here.
So next season, Gustav.
Gus. Oh,
Gustav Fring.
Oh, that's exciting.
So excited. Yeah.
It is exciting.
So I'm hoping season three will be season three of Breaking Bad, which is where I really feel they turned the corner into the absolute brilliant.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for me, like Breaking Bad, the first...
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For me, the first season was kind of, like... It took a long time to build up, but I thought once it hit that one point, it was that point.
I loved all of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah. But after that happened, I was like, oh my god, this show is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's that point where he did that big explosion.
Yeah,
yeah. I forget exactly what episode it was or whatever. But,
that season was shortened by the writer's strike, so it was only seven episodes.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I remember that happened around the same time.
Because I was like, oh man. I've also find, and then I'm, you guys might not feel this way either. It's like when we're talking about Supernatural, it's hard for me to get into Supernatural because I know every season is 22 episodes long. And I'm like, man, that's such a time sink. Whereas like an HBO show or a Netflix show is like 10 or even Breaking Bad was, you know, two half seasons of 8 at a time.
Yeah.
And it's just less episodes to watch. So, but I like Odenkirk, what's his name?
Bob Odenkirk, he's awesome. He's
so
awesome.
So good,
and that's the one thing. I guess I wasn't sure what Better Call Saul was going to be like, but I really enjoy it. It's not what I thought it was going to be at all. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's going to get there though.
I think so too. Yeah,
And I think eventually it will start matching up with Breaking Bad, and then I think they'll skip ahead and tell the story of him after Breaking Bad, and that's really what I want to see.
I want to see what's happening, because
Dunkin' Donuts? Was it?
Yeah, or it was something like that, Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. Because I think they almost have to visit something about that. After
I mean, they right? show him at the first scene of the first episode.
Yeah. But I remember them saying at one point though that they weren't going to go that route. With the show, I hope they do that.
I hope they do.
Yeah,
because otherwise, I need a bookend to that character. And the events of Breaking Bad are not the bookend of the character that I want for that.
Yeah,
that was
the
events of Breaking Bad are the bookend to Walter White and Jesse.
Let's see what happens.
I want Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
By the way, how embarrassed was I that I never pieced together that that was what his name?
Saul Goodman.
I never. Which you didn't see the show. Do you not understand his name?
Saul Goodman. I saw a good man.
No.
Saul
good, man.
Saul good, man.
Yeah.
Because it's not his real name. And I never put that together. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, it's no, that's that show is so good. It's good. I can't wait for that to come back. That's going to come back soon.
Come back soon. I had the thought of, I wonder when that's coming back, and then saw that it was coming back soon. So,
yeah. I guess we'll get into movies maybe real quick too.
Yeah, sure.
The Captain America Civil War. I think that was
I think it'll make all of our lists probably.
The Star Wars Rogue One. I'm the only one I've seen it so far.
So far.
I would definitely put that on my list as well.
For trailers alone, I will put it on my list of best films of 2016. I'm going to see it tomorrow, so.
And we'll definitely have a podcast about that.
Exactly.
I'm sure. I guess that, I don't know, do we have any?
I got tons of movies.
You got tons of movies? All right.
One of the best ones I would put on the list. Deadpool.
Deadpool's pretty
came
good.
Out in 2016. I enjoyed it immensely.
I guess that did come out.
Sausage Party, the most irreverent film I have ever seen, that makes you question the existence of deities. I mean, for being such a stupid raunchy comedy, and containing sex, you know, food orgies. It really is a philosophical think piece underlying it. It's very weird.
Interesting. That's now you're making me want to watch it for a whole other reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, food orgies? Is that why?
Yes.
That's why.
Found somebody else.
Larry gave me two new reasons to watch.
Two new issues.
Swiss Army Man. For just being such a weird, different movie, I enjoyed it. I won't go into too much detail on that. Just watch it. If you don't like it in the first 10 minutes, then you're not going to like it, and you can turn it off.
Yeah.
But if you're intrigued at all, you're in for a pleasant surprise. We've already talked before about 10 Cloverfield Lane, and I would put that on a list of my favorite movies. Doctor Strange. I enjoyed that.
Oh, Doctor Strange. How could I have forgot about that? Yeah.
And then Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine put on an acting masterclass in Hell or High Water, which is just a modern-day Western about two brothers bank robbing and the Texas Ranger who's trying to catch them. And it's really good. I just watched it a couple weeks ago. I can't recommend it highly enough. But it's not geeky.
Okay. I think we got Denzel Washington's The Magnificent Seven.
I've not seen it. It's on my watch list.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet
either.
It's
a pretty good one with Chris Pratt and
Ethan Hawke. Did that come out?
Yeah, it already came out. Yep.
Man.
Now it's going on.
Yeah, it's...
It didn't last very long.
I don't know if it's... It's on DVD.
Yeah,
it was.
It's on DVD?
I think it came out on this week or last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was pretty good.
It's on the screen of that highly legal website I go to.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
That one.
To monitor.
Yeah. I like to see what people are doing.
On the dark side of the internet.
Yes.
No.
Because we don't do that here.
You're right. No.
No.
And I would never hang out in a water inlet filled with Buccaneers.
Oh man, I guess Sam, you have
far as movies, no, but I will go with comics.
Check
out, you know, again, Sam Wilson, Captain America. Another one that is the infamous Iron Man dealing with Dr. Doom as a new version of Iron Man. I think that was a pretty good. And you know what? Check out some Gwenpool. So
there you go. Right.
Those are my only comic I've read in 2016 is Walking Dead.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, other than old comics.
Yeah.
I reread Preacher.
And we had the Civil War.
Civil War II.
So, and starting this week is going to be Justice League versus the Suicide Squad. So, we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, speaking of Justice League, do you guys see the new Justice League action series that's on Cartoon Network?
I've seen one episode
last week. It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Kind of, you know, made me a little nostalgia for the old Justice League cartoon.
Exactly. Yep.
But yeah, no, I enjoyed that. So
there's been a metric ton of celebrity deaths this year. We touched on a couple of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
And we have a president-elect, so...
Yeah.
There's been a lot of deaths this year, like, you know, democracy.
Democracy.
Well, it's not died yet.
It's not yet.
It might not.
Yeah.
I tend to hope for the best.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So we're going to go out, I guess, on 2016. We're hoping for the best.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2016. So. Well...
It's over.
It's only got about a week and a half or something left, right? Or a week, something. Yeah.
We've really run the gamut of emotion with this podcast.
It's been an emotional podcast, yeah. Heartfelt, you know, we've talked, yeah.
We've had wife beatings we talked about.
We talked about that. We talked about,
Prince Albert's.
Yes, we've had intestines. We've had lots of things.
What
a dark, dark year.
Yeah. So here's the 2017.
Don't suck, please.
Yes.
Don't suck.
At least you're not 2016, right? Maybe we can say that. I don't know.
Well, I hope we can say that.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
We're hoping it's not going to be 2017. Last year was just a warm-up.
Exactly. All right. Well, I guess that's our wrap up.
All right. Yeah.
I like how in detail we went about everything else. So we get to movies, which arguably I would say we're into more than almost anything else. And we kind of realized, oh my gosh, this is going to be a 14-hour podcast.
Exactly. Ooh. So
check us out on our Facebook page, on our website, allofmyissues.com, on our Twitter,
at all my issues,
Tumblr,
Instagram.
Boom.
On your calculator, it spells boobies upside down.
There you go. And email us at allmyissues@gmail.com if there's some kind of list or something you want us to talk about.
Yeah. We'll do the research.
Exactly. Yeah. You can follow us all on our different Twitter accounts.
Yeah, all on the social medias.
Exactly.
All right. I guess we'll sign off, and here's the 2016.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
F you.